welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe.
And with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
We are on the fourth issue, thank you, pressing myself there, of this Basketball Heads story arc. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last three episodes. So this one starts out with June dreaming.
Well, we don't know that she's dreaming.
And we find out.
Obviously.
She's in bed with Liam, and she goes over to give him a kiss because he's apparently being all creepy. And then she like sits up and has his head in her hands, which is weird. And then she wakes up back on laying on the log. We go back to, and we see the clock. It's about 10 after 1 in the morning. And we've got Hamilton trying to tie off his leg.
Because Christ on his cross. Christ bleeding. Oh, Jesus God, it hurts. Because he's a holy man.
He is, yes. Which is very funny. And June, like I said, starts to wake up. Hamilton sees that and he grabs his chain and is getting ready to like whip her again, but she jumps over the fallen tree and ends up grabbing one of the branches that she had cut off or chopped off and shoves it in his gut.
Yep.
And he's, you know, pissed, obviously. She jumps back over to grab the axe. He ends up grabbing her
hair.
By the hair. I have to point out that she like elbows him in the nose.
She throws a good elbow into the nose.
Yeah, I think it definitely breaks his nose.
Oh, absolutely.
And as she's kneeling on his chest.
Standing.
Oh, no, she's kneeling.
I thought that was her boot right there.
The first time I thought it was too. She brings the axe up, and to me it looks like she gets like struck by lightning. Because
The power
it looks like it. I think it just it's just the power of the axe, but she breaks it down on his head.
Hacks it off. And then she notices that, you know, the axe is on fire. Like the tree part of it.
Well, it almost like the blood like is feeding the tree in the axe. Which is wicked. And then Hamilton like starts freaking out because now he's ahead.
Oh, I can see my body. I can see my body. What'd you do?
I can't
move
my hands. All of this stuff.
And then she's like, "Go ahead and just get it on."
Yeah, exactly.
She's screaming.
Yeah, because she is. She's already dealt with this one time, and she's like, "Okay, that's enough. Like, don't lose your head," and starts laughing. And then she yells at us to stop. Like, you just stop.
What's it? Shut up.
And of course, Hamilton is trying to figure out what the.
But you can tell that she broke his nose because his nose is still broken right here. Like, it's all red and puffy and bleeding still.
And it stays that way the rest of the series.
Yeah.
So she's like, he asked, you know, you decapitated me. You took off my head. You know, how am I still alive? And she's like, I don't know. The axe, you know, something to do with the axe. I don't know what's going on.
I already had this conversation with Puzo.
Yeah. Well, because Hamilton said this isn't real. And,
yeah.
And yeah, that's when she says she's already had this conversation. Once she says that with Puzo, he's like, you cut his head off too. I saw it. You're crazy. You're sick. And she's like, no, you tried to kill me. And he responds with, only because you're a crazy axe murderer. I was coming back to you because I saw a head in the basket. And this is starting to like mess with her. She's like, no. I was fighting for my life. I had to do it. I love this. He's like, you had to decapitate me. I'm a Christian, a father. I gave you a ride in the rain, like just trying to promote all the good things he does.
And then she's like, well, what about these, garden shears with the blood all over them? Because you clipped off Liam's
fingers. She doesn't get there yet, but she gets there in a second. This is him still trying to put in her head that. Oh yeah, I'm not sorry. I wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
Trying to put into her head that. She is in the wrong here. She is doing everything wrong. So she throws his head in the basket and then goes and pukes over the side. And this is where she sees the shears. She's like, wait a minute. What are these? What's going on with this? And Hamilton's like, oh no, I you know, prick my finger. I was trying to cut loose a dog.
In some barbed wire.
Yeah, so all this.
A hound stuck in barbed wire. I had to cut him loose, which you'd not be able to cut barbed wire with those pruning shears.
I mean, it's a bold-faced lie. She knows it. She's picking up on it. But she's also kind of having a mental breakdown, like, no, you have to be lying. You can't be doing this. Like, you can't be telling me the truth.
It's not too late to seek forgiveness.
She throws him back into the back of the truck. And she goes into the truck and has another mental breakdown where she's talking to herself. She's like, okay, you know, I gotta get the sheriff's office or the chief of police's office. But first I gotta go help Liam. I gotta go get this tree out of the way. So she chops it all up and just gets going. She makes it to the police station.
Well, she drags the body off the road, drags the tree off the road.
Well, yeah. Gotta get through. It'll get washed off. It's fine. It's raining. She makes it to the police station and, you know, rushes in, and she runs into Hank. Apparently, after he got done dropping off Roberta to the Flanagans, he was able to make it back to the island before the causeway gave out, basically.
Flooded over, whatever.
Yeah, flooded over is better term. So he asked, you know, what's going on? And she kind of starts to explain to him about
the guys breaking about what's going the house.
On. Yeah, Liam,
and about what's well, she doesn't actually mention.
No, she mentions Liam.
Yeah, but she doesn't mention Puzo or
not yet.
Yeah,
yeah. She says that the escaped prisoners came to the house, and I hid. Liam went for the guns, but they got to him, and apparently he's got the money that from the girl that committed suicide last month. And, you know, so they were after him, and now I don't know where he is.
So she's like, I didn't know you were a police officer, you know, how did you end up being here? And he's like, oh, you know, I sometimes run it for dad because, you know.
Yeah, I've been around this my whole life, so I know, I can easily, when somebody calls in about, like, a stray cat, I know what to say.
Yeah.
And so she kind of is like, all right, cool, you know what? This is... She's having a breakdown. She starts to have a breakdown. She says that I killed one of them, but I left his body at the beach. And she said that she used the axe from his dad's collection.
You sure he's dead? That axe had to be pretty dull. It's sharper than he looks.
Yeah. So he asked which guy it was, and she's like, I know it's not the guy that pimped out his daughters. And he's like, who? Oh, there were four. She's like, there were four escapees, right? You know, a couple drug dealers, a drunk driver, and a guy who pimped his daughters. And he's like, oh, right.
Right.
Uh-huh. And, you know, he asked if Liam had any place to hide anything.
And she's like, well, you know, he stayed on your dad's sailboat, so maybe it's there.
Yeah. And he's like, well, where? Like in the hall and the ceiling panels? At this point, and I get she's hysterical.
Yeah.
He's grilling her for questions.
And like, she's like, you know, I don't know. I'd just be guessing. I haven't even been to the boat yet, you know?
I mean, you can almost put two and two together. But she obviously is in her right mind at the moment. But he's like, okay, you know what? You need coffee. You need to dry off here. This is the deputy chief's softball outfit. Why don't you go ahead and use one of the cells to change, get dried off. You know, it just...
Yeah.
You'll be private. And so she starts changing. She pulls out the jersey... And the back of it says Puzo. And then
he locks the cell.
Yep. Closes the cell and locks it. And he's like, you know, Puzo, good middle infielder, outrageously dirty cop. And I'm not gonna say that like Hank's on the take, but obviously
he's got something going on.
Yeah, he knows that.
Because he's like, you know, you know, you're gonna tell me, you're gonna give me what I want. And he's like, because I know you know.
Yeah, and that's how we end this issue.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to Basket Full of Heads.